This is a podcast from WILL AM 580. To support our station, please visit www.willpledge.org. That's www.willpledge.org.
This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Thursday, April 2nd. I'm Jeff Bossert. Supporters of a Champaign County sales tax referendum to support local school districts are appealing to voters for the second time in as many years. AM 580's Tom Rogers will have a preview coming up. We'll also check the forecast in a few minutes, but first a look at today's news. Facing a deadline just days away, federal prosecutors are expected to unveil an indictment as early as today, charging ousted Governor Rod Blagojevich with presiding over state government awash in political corruption. U.S. Attorney Patrick Fitzgerald has until next Tuesday to produce a grand jury indictment that would replace the current criminal complaint against Blagojevich. While the federal government never announces the time and place of grand jury meetings, today is believed to be the last meeting before the deadline. Fitzgerald could ask Chief U.S. District Court Judge James Holderman for another deadline extension, but all signs point to an imminent indictment against the 52-year-old impeached governor. A Champaign woman has admitted to driving drunk in a fiery December crash that killed a 24-year-old Ogden woman. Elizabeth Drews pleaded guilty yesterday to aggravated driving under the influence in the head-on collision that killed Brittany Babb. Drews was driving the wrong way on I-74 in Urbana Township. The 53-year-old faces a prison sentence of between 3 and 14 years when she's sentenced May 27th. Champaign County State's Attorney Julia Reed says Drews' blood alcohol level was 0.28%, more than three times the legal limit. She says Drews told state troopers she'd been drinking vodka earlier in the day. Drews' attorney Harvey Welch says his client has a serious problem with alcohol and is sorry. Voters in Illinois primaries will still need to declare a party affiliation. State lawmakers rejected a plan to have open primaries. Sean Crawford reports.
Springfield Republican Senator Larry Bomke says having to request a specific party ballot in primaries keeps people from voting.
Last year, I sent out a survey and I asked how many people voted in a primary and if they did not, why not? Over 50% of those that responded said they did not vote in a primary because they didn't want to have to disclose their political affiliation.
Bomke says he's heard stories of people who were denied jobs because they're aligned with a specific party. He supports allowing voters to mix and match, casting votes for candidates in different parties and doing away with the current system. But state political leaders have fought the effort for years, and the latest plan was easily defeated in the state Senate. Lake County Democrat Terry Link.
That's the way the process is designed. It has worked for years. This primary has worked for years.
Political parties use information gained from primary voting. It enables parties to target campaign mailings and fundraising. I'm Sean Crawford.
Last-minute ballot lotteries will alter the order of candidates on ballots in Urbana and Champaign. County Clerk Mark Sheldon says Republican candidates will appear first on the municipal election ballots in Urbana, followed by Democrats and Green Party candidates. A lottery for Champaign ballot positions went to Democrats, followed by Republicans. The lotteries follow protests from two candidates for Urbana mayor that the city clerk didn't hold a ballot lottery as required by state law. The city of Champaign Township supervisor candidate later found that the clerk there didn't hold a ballot lottery either. Sheldon suspended absentee and early voting while new ballots are printed. He says absentee voting was to resume late yesterday afternoon, with early voting starting up again today. Republican senators say Illinois should consider cutting health care programs by more than $2 billion as an alternative to raising taxes. Senators argue that Democrats are ignoring the possibility of serious spending cuts to help close a budget deficit. Republicans yesterday released a list of $3.4 billion in potential cuts. About a third of the savings would come from cutting back on health insurance for retired state employees. Another third involves cuts and management changes in the Medicaid program. The rest of the cuts would be in state purchasing, retirement programs, and unspecified state programs. Democrats offer several reasons for opposing such cuts. Some are seen as unfair to needy people, for instance, and others might conflict with federal regulations. The Illinois House has approved a ban on texting while driving. Amanda Vinicky has more.
It's dangerous to send text messages while driving, so says Republican Representative Bill Black of Danville, who relates this deadly incident. A teenager in Urbana was downloading a ringtone while driving. She swerved, hitting and killing a bicyclist, Matt Wilhelm.
When you drive a car, drive it! If you want a text message, pull over. If you can't live without your damn BlackBerry while you're in the car, put it away. How many people have to die?
If it becomes law, anyone who downloads a ringtone, sends a text, or uses the internet on a BlackBerry could be issued a moving violation, a penalty that goes on a driver's record and could come with a fine. Critics say the penalty's too steep. The Illinois House also voted to ban using a cell phone while driving in a school or construction zone. Both measures head to the Senate. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
The Champaign City Council is backing just the first year of what had been a five-year plan for increasing liquor license fees in the city. City staff had proposed the multi-year plan to phase in increases on a yearly basis instead of imposing them all at once, but council members say they want to see a cost-of-service study to see how much it costs the city to regulate liquor establishments. The information is especially important as Champaign looks for new revenue sources due to rescission-related drops in tax revenue. But Mayor and City Liquor Commissioner Jerry Schweihart says Champaign's liquor license fees could stand to be raised anyway because they're some of the lowest in the region.
Champaign licenses are traditionally a lot lower than the communities around us. I think our average price is $1,900 for a Class A compared to maybe $4,000 for Urbana.
The first-year increase endorsed on Tuesday night will raise fees for all liquor licenses in Champaign by $200 on June 1st. That would raise the fee for a Class A or bar license to $2,100. Fines for violations will also go up, and the city will create a new $25 keg fee. For the latest newscast online, go to wiol.illinois.edu/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Jeff Bosser. A quick programming note here. We'll resume the Environment Report stories on clean coal technology again on Monday. We started with part one on Tuesday, but today and tomorrow we'll have two election-related features to use produced by AM 580. Voters in Champaign County will have the future of education funding in their hands when they hit the polls next Tuesday. At issue is a referendum to raise the county sales tax by a penny per dollar. The money would fund school building projects, pare down debt, and potentially lower property taxes. As AM 580's Tom Rogers reports, after one failed attempt, the referendum supporters are taking nothing for granted.
When the group called Citizens Looking at Supporting Schools or Class planned their strategy last fall, they assumed that rural voters, many of them big farmland owners, would approve of a higher sales tax in exchange for a drop in property taxes. They also thought urban voters in Champaign and Urbana would be tougher to sell, especially University of Illinois students who'd pay sales taxes for schools they don't even use. Mark Shagnon says the vote last November caught everyone by surprise. It failed by less than 300 votes.
Ironically, it turned out that those are the areas that actually passed the sales tax referendum, but not a large vote, but they passed. But it was in the rural districts of our Champaign County that didn't pass it, which was a very, I think, a shock to the committee.
So Shagnon and the class committee reorganized. Shagnon is a Champaign Unit 4 administrator. His and other school boards again approved the 1 cent sales tax question for the April 7th election. But this time, their campaign is not a one-size-fits-all countywide effort. Urbana School Board President Mark Netter says supporters have split up by districts.
Some communities have already built schools, so their primary focus will be on tax relief. Others don't have much bonded debt, but they need to redevelop some of their facilities. So we're all a little different, so which is why we're trying to make this local campaign one vote at a time.
Between last fall and this spring, nothing in the referendum has changed. State law lets school districts use the county sales tax concept to build new schools, rehab old ones, or pay off old bonds. Those districts can then take the savings from those paid-off bonds to lower their property tax rates. Many school boards are promising that tax relief, even though it's not required. Netter says if those boards don't make good on those promises, voters hold the power.
The biggest guarantor of holding public officials accountable to keep their promises is the next election. I mean, what should you do with elected officials who don't keep their promises?
Now, few people would disagree that school districts need to maintain quality buildings to teach children properly. And many Champaign County districts expect to use sales tax proceeds for direly needed projects, like a new early childhood center in Urbana, newer expanded schools in Savoy and Northern Champaign, and energy efficiency improvements all over. With urban districts hoping for majority support again, districts in outlying areas are trying to convince their more skeptical voters. They're getting help from groups like the Chamber of Commerce in Mahomet, where the sales tax referendum lost handily last fall. Chamber President Eric Bonham says business people are sensitive to new taxes, but they also know that school construction projects mean new construction jobs, and nice new schools attract workers.
How can I attract employees to the community where my business is at? And good schools are by far the top thing. You know, by having a good maintenance program, good schools to send our kids to, I mean, it's just it's a draw.
The Champaign County Chamber of Commerce took no position on the referendum. Instead, they're working with State Representative Chapin Rose on modifications to the state law that allows school facility sales taxes. Speaking from the House floor, Rose proposes modifications like a sunset clause, a scheduled end to the sales tax unless voters reapprove it, and requiring more specific and more ironclad spending plans.
We have a school district. We have to come to the voters with, this is what we're using the money for. And that way it would be binding on the district and it couldn't be changed by some future school board. Makes sense, right?
But Rose says his legislation wasn't drafted in time for this year's General Assembly. There are a lot of variables that could sway Tuesday's sales tax referendum vote. There's no historic presidential election like last year, but a few communities do have some hotly contested races. That could lead to wide swings in turnout. Supporters hope their efforts to plainly lay out their plans for the tax money will win voters over. But they do acknowledge that in a tough economy, nobody likes a new tax. I'm Tom Rogers, AM 580 News.
Election day is next Tuesday. You can hear results that night on AM 580. In the forecast for the region today, we expect a chance of light showers this morning, then showers and isolated thunderstorms this afternoon, the high around 58. Showers and a chance of thunderstorms in the evening, then showers after midnight, the low around 38 degrees. Windy with winds up to 30 miles per hour. Decreasing clouds Friday, the high around 52. Mostly clear tomorrow night, the low around 35. Mostly sunny Saturday, with a high around 62. Not as cool Saturday night. Mostly cloudy, a chance of showers after midnight, the low around 45. Showers and thunderstorms likely on Sunday, the high around 62. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. For Thursday, April 2nd, you can find podcasts of Focus 580, the afternoon magazine, agricultural programming, as well as other helpful information at our website, will.illinois.edu. I'm Jeff Bossert, AM 580 News.